So, Anthony, Madalena, I noticed on Wednesday workers were putting up lights on downtown streets, preparing for impending winter. I guess that's coming just in time for Moonlight Madness this Friday. Can you tell me what Main Street redevelopment has planned for this year?
I mean, it's certainly going to look a little bit different this year than it has in previous years, obviously because of COVID. Those lights that you see going up, that's one of the ways that we're partnering with the town of Sackville and trying to make, the downtown a little more festive for the Moonlight Madness events. So it's still going to run on two sets of dates. So the first is this weekend, the 20th and 21st of November. And then it'll be again on December 11th and 12th. And basically what you'll be able to do is come downtown, do some, shopping locally. A lot of the businesses will be offering, special deals. And this year, that's definitely a little bit different than previous years, is we have a holiday passport that we've partnered with the town on. So you'll be able to find some of the Moonlight Madness specific deals. And there we'll also, find out information about businesses, all across Sackville. And some of them will have some special deals that won't be just on those 2 weekends, but will just be running for the duration of the passport, which will be until December 21st. So, apart from, the shopping downtown, you might catch a glimpse of Santa Claus, and there'll be some festive music, and there'll be some lights, hopefully, up in a lot of different businesses who are hopefully choosing to participate in it's kind of a decorating light contest that's going on that the town and the Church by the Lake are spearheading. So, certainly some businesses will be participating in that along with local residents. So, I'm excited to see what everyone does.
Awesome. All right. So the holiday passport will run throughout this month and next. And we've got two dates for Moonlight Madness. So some late night shopping and I guess some deals for people.
Yeah, that's pretty much, the name of the game. The passport will be live this Friday, tomorrow, November 20th, and will run until December 21st. And very similar to the passport that the town did earlier on, towards the end of the summer there, where you go around and you shop at local businesses. You can get your passport stamped, and then you return it to town hall before the end of the day on the 21st, and you'll be entered in for a draw to win some money for shopping downtown. So that's really exciting. We're glad that the town, was able to work with us on doing a holiday version of that. And it's a good way to help showcase and communicate to people, what deals there are and like what types of things that they can purchase, right here in the town of Sackville. So hopefully encouraging a lot of people to shop local this season.
How important is this event for local businesses?
It's a pretty big event for local businesses. It's a really big opportunity to increase sales, especially this year, given COVID and kind of restrictions on how many people can be in stores at one time, being able to run the event over, a couple more dates than what we usually would do, and having a passport that runs for the whole duration of the season, is going to be really big for helping people, get people out into businesses and shopping local, which always makes a huge difference. And then even more so for a year like this year where there's less tourism coming through town, definitely relying on our locals to come out and do some shopping. So.
Now, you took over as president of Main Street Redevelopment this year at their annual general meeting. How has that been going so far?
Good. We've been doing kind of a lot of housekeeping and just kind of getting things all sorted out so that with like the new board, everyone's kind of learning their new positions and everything. But we're starting to really get the gears turning, and there's lots of enthusiasm from the new board members, and we've got a lot of new ideas. So we're, excited to work on those over the next year or so. But we've kind of jumped in, 2 feet right in, you know, with Moonlight Madness coming up so quickly. So, it's always, you know, been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun at the same time.
Awesome. So what's on the agenda for Main Street redevelopment for the coming year, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are, you know, going to try and focus on how can we, you know, better, you know, support businesses in the business improvement area, which is mainly the downtown portion of Sackville. So what can we do to assist businesses? And then what can we do to, you know, help with kind of advertising our downtown business area, so that, you know, maybe we could reach some more customers from maybe the Moncton and Amherst area, get more people coming through our downtown and shopping at and taking advantage of all the good services that we have right here in town. So,
well, Anthony, thanks very much for your time today. Is there anything you wanted to add? Anything locals should know about this coming Moonlight Madness Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, you know, just be sure to get out there, check out, you know, some of the light displays that'll be up. You know, some of them will be up early this weekend, and then, you know, majority of them will be up by the next Moonlight Madness on the 11th and 12th of December. So, you know, be sure to come out and, you know, check it out and submit your votes for, you know, the best decorations and, you know, and enjoy shopping local this season.
All right. Thanks very much, Anthony.
No, thank you.